T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live with us now is Brian Baldinger. Rhea?
Yep. Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, sponsored by the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into 10 grand. Enter now by texting picks to 20357. That's 20357 to picks. Can also hear Brian with Jason Leckham for Baldy's Breakdown every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app.
All right, Brian Baldinger, welcome to our show. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great, Angelo. It's good to be with you, buddy.
All right, Brian, I just want to make sure before we go any further, are you wearing a Beat Dallas t-shirt right now?
No, I mean, I've been on both sides of this rivalry, Angelo. I'll let the head coach wear his array of shirts that he has every week now.
Is that a good idea or not, Brian, that he did that? Did he rattle the chains a little with that, or you think that's no big thing?
I don't think it's any kind of a big thing. I mean, the players got to decide this game on Monday night down in Dallas. I can't imagine Micah Parsons or, you know, Dak Prescott or CeeDee Lamb getting too worked up over a coach wearing that shirt.
Okay, Brian, then let's – I have learned a lot of football from you over the years, and here's one of the things you have taught me. You win the games in the trenches, all right? So tell me something. You know, you analyze this tape. Could you compare for us the lines that are going out on that field Monday night for the Eagles and the Cowboys?
You know, last week, the Cowboys got back their right guard, Zach Martin. He's about as good a right guard as there is in football, and it made an unbelievable difference. Every single run, and they ran for 200 yards, just about went behind him. And I mean, Fletcher Cox and Zach Martin going at it, they've been doing it now for about 8 or so years in this division. But the Eagles offensive line, I mean, you got to give Landon Dickerson a little bit of a chance here to kind of get to the NFL speed and get his health back. But the Eagles can definitely match the Cowboys up front on the offensive line. That would be a good matchup. And then defensively on the line, the Cowboys are without DeMarcus Lawrence for quite a while now. I think that they're really light. I mean, I think that the Eagles, even without Brandon Graham now for the remainder of the season, I think that the Eagles' defensive line can certainly match the Cowboys. So I think it's kind of even in the trenches on this one, to be honest with you, Angelo.
All right, but what I'm hearing from you, because of the size of the Cowboy defensive line, Eagles should be able to run the ball, shouldn't they, Brian?
They should, Angelo. I agree. I mean, they give up a lot of size inside. They start two rookies, basically, in Parsons and Odigizua. And, you know, Watkins is not a big guy. I mean, if I'm the Eagles offensive line, I'm like, give it to us. You know, the way they should have given it to him on the one-yard line last week. Give it to us. Let us do the work. We'll take care of business. So I'm with you. I think the matchup, as far as size is concerned, that doesn't always matter when you're trying to run the football. But I would say that the Eagles are, well, first of all, they're much bigger, and I think they're more powerful.
All right, Brian, here's the thing. The thing that's bugging me the most about those play calls where you had first and goal at the one is that I have a guy who's almost 400 pounds and looks like he can move mountains. If they're running behind Martin, if the Cowboys are, can't the Eagles run behind Mailata?
They should.
Right?
I mean, he's an earth mover. He's really good at what he
how's
does.
How's he doing? Evaluate him right now, Brian.
I mean, he's a good player. He has a chance to be great. He did see Nick Bosa a bunch on Sunday. Yeah. And, you know, he's an elite player. There's nobody better than him in the league. There's people that are as good, but there's nobody better than Nick Bosa. So it was a good test. I mean, he'd like to have three or four plays back in the game, but for the most part, you don't have to worry about him. He's really good at what he does.
All right, let's talk about the coach's play calling. You just pointed out that he said himself those play calls were not very good. Is that a rookie situation, Brian, or was he trying to get too cute? What do you think was behind the poor play calling that led to that loss?
You know what's bizarre about it, Angelo, is I don't care if it's Nick Sirianni or if it's Kyle Shanahan. You only have so many plays on the goal line from the one. You probably have three runs and three passes at most. So he's going off his play sheet. I mean, let's just go through them. I mean, the first play is a play action to Zach Ertz. Fred Warner is all over him. But there's no option for Jalen Hurts. There's no trailer. There's no, safety valve. There's nobody. I mean, there's no place to go with the ball. Second down, okay, the rookie right guard got beat. The play got blown up. The third down play from the four, it looks like it's a shovel pass to Zach Ertz. I don't know why Jalen doesn't, flip it to him, but it's a bizarre call, period. And then the fourth down play, I mean, it's a Philly special, and it's just poorly designed. I mean, I know Greg Ward was a quarterback in college and the ball's in his hands, but it's just a poorly designed play. So if those are your plays, those are your plays that were there on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So all of it is a head-scratcher, to be honest with you.
Yeah. There's also something really bizarre that I can't remember. 37 minutes, the last 37 minutes of the game, no completed passes to your wide receivers. Is that play calling or is that a lack of faith in Hurts, fear about turnovers? Give me a read on what happened there.
Well, there was a lot of misses.
Okay.
I mean, there were some design plays. The throws were not good. They had Jalen Reagor down the middle of the field. He left it short. They just didn't complete them. I mean, they throw the ball to Devontae Smith a lot. It wasn't really completed. I don't really understand it because in the first half, they obviously had some success throwing it to the wide receivers. We know what Quez Watkins did, and Jalen Reagor steps out of bounds, but we saw that. The first play of the game was 60 yards down the field to Devontae. First pass play of the game was 60 yards down the field. Devontae Smith is open, and he can't get the ball to him. I just would have thought they would have kept going after those corners. I mean, Josh Norman has two defensive pass interference penalties in the first half. I mean, he doesn't look like he can run very much or very well anymore. And the other side was a rookie. I would have thought they would have just been going after him and trying to wear him out. And they just didn't do it that much. So it was kind of bizarre, to be honest with you.
All right, but I'm hearing you're not rating Hurts with a real good game. Does he still have the potential to be a really good NFL quarterback, or do you still have some reservations about him, Brian?
Well, it's only six starts. I mean, it's hard to make an evaluation on that with two different offenses. So I want to give him more time. He's got to see the field a little bit better. He is inclined to take off and run and move maybe a little bit too soon, rather than just staying there and letting things kind of develop. It's a pretty simplified passing game. There's a lot of RPOs. There's a lot of bubble screens, which is, pretty standard for a young quarterback. So, you just want to see some development here with him and with a little bit more sophisticated passing game.
Eagles at Dallas. Who do you like Monday night, Bri?
Well, I mean, I think Philly has a chance in this game, but I like the way Dallas played last week. I thought they played really well. Their offensive coordinator is pretty advanced now. I mean, he does a lot of stuff. But, if the Eagles just play to their strengths, which is running the football, and, with an offensive line I think that's pretty talented, I think they have a chance to be in this game. But I like the way Dallas is playing right now.
Brian Baldinger. Brian, always an honor to talk to you, Brian. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Yeah, you bet, Andrew.
Brian Baldinger. Rhea?
Yep, that was Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, sponsored by the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into 10 grand. Enter by texting PICKS to 20357. That's PICKS to 20357. You can check out Brian on with Jason LaConfora on Baldy's Breakdown. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.